Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Katie Neal from Odyssey Country, backstage at Odyssey Stars and Strings with Jason Aldean, our headliner. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. It's nice to see you.
Good to see you too.
I hope that I don't offend you by saying this, but you look very trim and slim.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. It's
Is there something you've been doing? Is there a secret to this?
You know, I just saw some pictures I didn't like. And so,
stop it.
Yeah. So, you know, some post-COVID pictures and just felt like it was time to get it together. You know what I mean?
I think everybody saw a few of those, right? That's awesome. Well, it's really good to see you. We're so happy
that you're here.
You have got a single out right now. That's What Tequila Does. And this was, again, written by the two guys in your band, Kurt and Tully and John Morgan. Do you have a name for them? Like when you're working with them, like, do they have like a name? Because they keep like, this is the third song in a row or fourth song in a row that they brought you?
I don't know. You know, I don't really have a name for them. I need to come up with one. I guess every good songwriting team has a
right.
name, but you know, those guys have been, they've been on a heater lately. They've been writing a lot of really cool stuff. And really it kind of started right before we recorded this album. And it was just seemed like everything they were writing, turning in that I was hearing was just really cool. And they were specifically really going in to write for our record too. So they just kind of got hot at the right time. And so I think that the team of those three guys, especially, you know, putting them in a room, it's just you tend to come out with some really cool things. And, you know, this album is a prime example of that for sure.
Do they, like when they send you stuff, do you feel like because they're in your band and you know them so well, you can be really honest with them? Like if they send something that you don't like, do you feel the need to be like really gracious with them? Or are you like, nope, that's not it?
No, I mean, I think that's what makes it work is that I am really honest with them. I mean, those are some of my best friends, you know? So they know me, they've worked with me long enough to know that like I'm not going to tell them something's great if I really don't think it's great. So I'm going to give them an honest opinion, but it also, they know when I really get excited about something that I really do like it and that more than likely we're going to go in and record it. And so it's been a good little, you know, relationship, this songwriting part of it that's kind of happened over the last few years. You know, we've always kind of had it, you know, that relationship on stage, but now to kind of do it behind the scenes for the records and things like that has been really cool.
It's gotta be really cool to share and really special, I'm sure. And then coming off of this double album, Make in Georgia, does this mean now that you've got two albums out that you get at least a little bit of a break before you have to like jump back into the next album cycle?
Not really. I mean, I think it was a way to kind of extend it, like the life of the album a little bit. But, you know, I feel like making records is kind of a constant thing. I mean, we go out and we tour, and as soon as we got a break in the tour, that's our time to go in and start working on an album. So for us, we just wrapped up the tour last weekend. And now I think we're looking at probably January going in to start working on the next record. So it's kind of a never ending process really. But, to me, it's, you know, I get excited about going in when I think that we found some really great songs and I get excited to go in and start working on those. So, you know, if we don't have the songs, I'm not really itching that much to go in, but I feel like we got some really cool stuff right now that I'm excited to get in and
That's
record.
Awesome.
So yeah, we're going to start that, I think, in January.
Oh, awesome. But you've got the next couple of months. You just mentioned tour also ended. So now that you're going to be off, you're going to be home a little bit. What is like on the top of your honey-do list that you got to get done?
I'm going to go hunt. Is one thing.
Which I'm sure is exactly what Brittany wanted to hear.
Not at all. But, you know, this is like hunting season for me, which obviously people that follow my career know that I'm big into that. So, you know, I got a little time scheduled for that. We're taking the whole family on a ski trip vacation coming up in December.
Do you ski or snowboard?
I ski.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I usually go up and come down like twice and then I go find a bar somewhere, you know.
Après ski.
I learned a long time ago I'm not, you know, Olympic material, so there's no need to keep going up and coming down.
Like, you just run the risk, like the more times that you go up, every time I get to the bar, I'm like, do I want to risk going up again and maybe
I just want to make sure I can still do it a couple times and then I'm like, all right, let's go hit a bar somewhere. Yeah.
That's very fun. And then tonight also at Stars and Strings is your good buddy Kane Brown. And I asked him earlier, I was like, you know, you've had a lot of collaborations, but why have you not had one with Jason? And his response was, why don't you ask him?
I know where this is going already. Now, Kane, you know, Kane's, he's reached out to me a couple times about doing something, and I've told him before that I'd love to do something with him. You know, to me, those things are always, it's all about the song.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, Kane's music and my music is really, really different. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So when he sends a song to me, sometimes it's just not really what I would normally do. And so I think, you know, I've always kind of told him, it's like, it's about finding the right song, but I would love to do something with him. And I think it'll happen at some point when the right thing comes along, and we just kind of haven't found that yet, but
he always puts me,
yeah, I need to have my boys write it for us. But, yeah, Kane likes to put me on blast cause he's asked me a couple times.
He
and
does
then,
pick on you yeah, a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's all right. It's all good.
But you know what? You get the last word out there tonight. So make sure
I do.
Take it. Jason Aldean, thank you so much for joining us at Odyssey Stars and Strings and supporting I'm Listening and the Wounded Warrior Project. We're so honored to have you here with us.
My pleasure. Glad to be here. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.